Well, Nancy, it's my firm belief that no man, leastways no American man, should shuffle off this coil without leaving behind at least one picture of him standing there grinning like an idiot holding up a dead fish. And just this last weekend, I went sturgeon fishing, caught the sturgeon, and there's a picture of me with the sturgeon, though not holding it up, because I'm not sticking my hands into those disgusting gills, right at kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought, and you'll see me there with this big, really big, big sturgeon.
How big was it?
It was real big, Nance. 47 pounds of fighting fossil.
47 pounds of sturgeon, and you took it home. Did somebody fillet it for you, I take it?
Yeah,
because
you probably
didn't have a handy fillet knife and said, oh, allow me to do that.
Yeah, this was out of Astoria, Oregon, on the Columbia, and there was a great place where we took it, and they, you know, cut it up and filleted it and vacuum-packed it and everything for me. So I've got like about 22 pounds of sturgeon meat, some of which I'm going to have smoked because there's nothing greater than smoked sturgeon, and some of which I am going to cook as, you know, fresh sturgeon meat.
I'm much more of a salmon cooking fan, and I know you're not a big salmon eater, are you?
It's blasphemy to say it, but I think salmon is really overrated. It'll be pitchforks and torches outside the station now, I know.
Well, I think that I can sing a song of love, a sonnet for salmon, and I've been eating a lot of it lately, some Lummi Island salmon that was caught by the native folks out there who are allowed to do that, and had that at a wonderful restaurant that had just the most perfect sear on it. There was very little on this, save for salt and a perfect sear. I recently cooked salmon on a plank on the Weber Grill that was one of the most memorable salmon dishes I've had. That was a Copper River sockeye that you can get for a reasonably priced these days. I had the most delicious king salmon fillet recently with some of that Tom Douglas Rub with Love seasoning on the top of it that was incredible. And, you know, whether you're just searing it and putting it in the oven or whether you're taking it out and putting it on the grill, I think simple is better when it comes to salmon.
I think with almost any kind of fish, the less you do, the better. I certainly agree with you on that. And what I'm going to do with this piece of fresh sturgeon I'm going to cook tonight, I'm just going to saute it in olive oil and a little bit of butter and maybe a lemon wedge on the side. I'm going to make some pearl couscous with shiitakes on the side to have with it, and that's going to be that.
Well, I think I'm going to have to come down to Tacoma tonight and maybe bring a few capers along with me.
Oh, capers. That would be good to add to it, too. And I got a pound of sturgeon with your name on it, Leeson.
I love you, Stein.
Okay, take a look at this Leviathan at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought, where you'll find a link to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog. By the way, I'll take some pictures of however I wind up cooking this, my first run at a piece of fresh sturgeon, and I'll post them there, too. I'm Dick, Slayer of Sturgeons, Stein.